All right, Job chapter 14 tonight. Job chapter 14. This will not be our text, but kind of a springboard verse. I have a bunch of prayer requests and updates to give you, so please just kind of be in, just kind of put that part off to the side. And as we look at the scriptures here tonight, I pray that this be an encouragement and help to you. It has been, as I've been studying this. Job chapter 14, the Bible says, man that is born of a woman, that's all of us, all right? So again, man reference there of mankind that is born of a woman is a few days, and the Bible says these next words, and full of trouble. It's pretty much saying, if you can breathe, trouble is knocking at your door. That is life. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Lord, I'm thankful for the just the honesty about it and reminding us of who we are and who you are. And Lord, I pray as we search the scriptures tonight that we'd find help in our time of trouble. Lord, we love you, and again, be with those that are unable to be here tonight due to illness or maybe being out of town, Lord. I just ask you, again, have your presence be felt here tonight, that God, you would speak to us, that truly it would just be us and you. Lord, we long to hear from you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. A reminder to us, a man that is born of a woman is a few days and of full trouble. And full of trouble. Certainly, if you spend any time here on this earth, troubles around your around the corner. I had someone send me a message today. Yesterday. Said, Pastor, I need help. I'm being accused of being a racist. And they said, I'm anything but that. What do I do? I said, well, here, let's try to help that person. Can I help you with something apart from the message? If you are being accused of something or some accusation, hey, the best way to handle it, take the high road. Don't lower yourself. Don't act like the accuser. Just to help you out with that. All right. Not our message tonight. That was extra. That was free. Psalm chapter 61 will be our passage tonight. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And sometimes the trouble that we find ourselves in is not that we're being locked up. I listened to Danae Smith's fiance, John Quill. Is that his name? John Quill? John Quill Bacon? Are we right with that? Anyways, okay. He was sharing his testimony a little bit online and talked about how he got saved. And but for the grace of God, shortly after getting saved, he kind of separated himself from his old friends and a group that he was around all the time, did some bad things and found themselves in jail for 20 years. And he said, had I not got saved when I did, and had the church not helped me get out of that, I'd be right there with him, because that's who I hung around with. And we think of trouble, and we think, oh, the trouble with the law. There's some people that are doing stuff that are against the law. And when you break the law, here, just let me help you. When you break the law, you get in trouble, right? We ought not to be alarmed when, or surprised when we break the law. You steal something, you break something, you hurt somebody, you're going to find yourself in jail. You're going to find at least you're going to find with a written citation of some sort. Maybe you go see Rick for a little while and then they send you home, whatever. But I'm not sure that's what the psalmist, King David, is talking about here in Psalm 61. I think it's the trouble that we're talking about is revealed to us in verse 2. We'll read this passage together. Psalm 61 tonight, it says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Often we associate trouble with a misbehavior. We associate trouble with
I did something wrong, therefore there's a consequence. Here, David is pouring out his heart, expressing his needs to the Lord. And the thing that he's feeling, the trouble that he's experiencing, if you will, is a heart that's overwhelmed. How many of you have ever experienced an overwhelmed heart? Sure. How does that happen? Well, it could be from loss. Could be from disappointment. It could be any number of things. It could be medical. It could be financial. Whatever it is, there's things in life that just sometimes are overwhelming. Maybe your life is a little bit different than mine. Usually, I don't have one thing in my life that's just completely overwhelming. But it just is a lot of those little things that add up that just feel sometimes overwhelming. Practically, I have found that if I start feeling like that, if I sit down and just try and make a list of the things I need to do, it's a little less overwhelming. That's just me. I'm a list kind of person. But here, the psalmist is crying out to God, and he says, when my heart is overwhelmed, he says these words, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Tonight's message is titled, Back to the Rock. Point number one tonight is found in verse 2 again. Let's look at that. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Number one, what do I see here? When I go back to the rock, I find that it is an appointed place. At our house, if you've ever been to our house, we do not have a very deep yard. It's very shallow, but it kind of goes to the side. We have a big side yard. And in our side yard, what has happened over time is, or even in the little shallow backyard that we have, we'll have rocks that are kind of pushing up from the ground, making themselves evident. And you got to be careful with the mower, but they become our bases in kickball, which is nice. And it is and when I read this, lead me to the rock, and it just made me think of the appointed place. There was a spot God wanted David to come to, an appointed place, not just an ambiguous place, an abstract place, a specific place, and that place, quite honestly, was God himself. He says this, the psalmist again says, lead me to not just a rock, just any rock, many of the rocks, but the rock. It was an appointed place. And the way to find that place, well, the Bible says this, lead me. If I'm to lead somebody, if I'm to lead one of my children, if I'm going to take Hudson with me and, hey, we're going to go to a place and I want to navigate to a specific area, I will lead him by taking his hand and, physically maneuvering him to where I want him to be. That is leading Hudson. Maybe Abby, here we are in public places, she is a little bit older, holding Dad's hand is not nearly as cool as it was a couple years ago, so she just follows close behind, but still needs to be led. Hey, when our heart is overwhelmed, what is the best thing that we can do? Well, do you understand that there are a lot of options? Just get me to that quiet place. I like it by the pond, or I got a spot, or just give me a tub of ice cream. That's all I need, and I'll be good. That's not what God says, though. See, a lot of times we'll try and console our own overwhelmed heart, only to get frustrated because we can't do that. The best place for us to be is to get right close next to the Lord and allow Him to lead us to, Him. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When I get back to the rock, point number one, it is an appointed place. And it is dependent upon the shepherd. Let's look at a familiar passage, Psalm 23. Look at this keeping in the forefront of our minds what we just read, Psalm 23 in verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd." What does a shepherd do with sheep? Well, he leads them. Who's the sheep? We are. And if God is my shepherd, the Bible says this, "If God is my shepherd, I shall not want." Why? Because he provides for us. Look at this. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Look at those. Say those next two words with me. "He leadeth." As I just read in Psalm 61, when my heart is overwhelmed, he said, "Lead me." Here, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Look at now. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Know what that sounds like? An overwhelmed heart. "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." If we're overwhelmed here, if your heart feels overwhelmed, can I encourage you tonight that there is an appointed place, a place with just you and your shepherd that God is trying to lead you to? Why? Because he has something there for you special. What is it? You know, sometimes Sarah will run some errands and go out and do things. She'll go see Mrs. Trimaldi at the... Mrs. Trimaldi's in the hospital. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. And she'll go out, and here it is, me and the kids. It's a beautiful sunny day, and it's like, all right, load into the truck. Where are we going, Dad? Because they know chances are really good we're going to stop at a gas station, and we're going to get specialty drinks, and we're going to have a good time. If we can behave ourselves and not fight, because Dad will turn this vehicle around. That is not an empty threat. But chances are really good if we just let Dad drive us to the right place, it's going to be good there. Hey, if we just allow the Lord to lead us to a specific spot, can I promise you this? That it's going to be good there. With that overwhelmed heart, the very best thing you can do is allow God, that you would be dependent upon the shepherd, that you would allow him to lead you where? To him. He just wants you to come to him. Say, why? What does he have there for us? Well, let's continue the passage. In verse 3, it says this, "For thou hast been a shelter for me." I want you to pay attention. Write these three things down. Maybe you mark it off in Psalm 61. Maybe you mark these three things down. The places, because each is different. Now, number one, to get back to the rock, number one, it's appointed place in Psalm 61. Number two, it's a protected place. In verse 3, we see three places here. We see a shelter, we see a tower, and then in verse 4, we see his wings. Mark those, underline those. So it draws your attention to that when you see that phrase, "My heart is overwhelmed." Can I help you? Today you might not be feeling that. Last Wednesday we preached on cheerfulness. Maybe you got a hold of that a little bit. Just were able to focus in on the grace of God and just changed your countenance. And you come in tonight encouraged. It's been 90-some degrees every single day. If you have central air in a pool, you are encouraged. If you don't have those things, well, we'll preach on cheerfulness again. And there we are. But maybe someday, maybe in the near future when you're not feeling the same way and your heart is overwhelmed, and as you skim through the passage, that underline will jump off the page, and then you're going to see three things underneath it. Number one, a shelter. Number two, a tower. And number three, his wings. Each significant in their own place. A shelter. What is a shelter? A shelter is a refuge from the storms of life. See, the storms of life have a way of overwhelming our hearts. It's just natural. For as strong of a people as we are not nearly as strong as we, well, actually are. As we make it seem to be. We get overwhelmed. We can make it look good coming in here. Got the Bible in hand. Here we are, seeing our friends, smiling. And about 2 minutes ago, there were cutting words. It was silent in the vehicle. And then we get out, and here we are. We need to make it look like everything's okay. But truly, our heart is overwhelmed. What do we need? Well, we need a shelter from the storms of life. A refuge, a place of protection. And that's what God can offer to the one who has that overwhelmed heart. Only God can offer that. I can do my best, and I can invite you over to our house, and we'll sit at the table, and well, Mrs. Russo will make you some coffee, and chances are really good we'll have cheese and crackers and some sort of something. And we'll talk about the goodness of God, and I'll try and help you get closer to the Lord, and we'll pray. But God has something I can't offer, and that's a shelter. A shelter, as we sing the song, a shelter in the time of storm. But not only does He provide a shelter, a place of refuge. A couple years ago, we went to Green Lakes State Park. Anybody ever been to Green Lakes State Park? Beautiful place. They have the two lakes right there, and behind the lakes are these old, really big old trees. Well, we parked where we were supposed to, and we started walking, and all of a sudden the weather took a turn. Remember that, Abby? And we're looking at the sky, and all we wanted to do was get to shelter. We just wanted to get back to our vehicles. And you know what? Isn't that when your heart is overwhelmed, all you want to do is get to that place of protection where God has safety for you. And yet we're still wandering out in the wilderness trying to manufacture ourselves. And He just says, hey, why don't you come to me? Why don't you come to this rock? I got a place for you. I have a shelter for you. Not just a shelter, but this. He has a strong tower, and I thought about the difference. I'm like, at first I thought it was synonymous. A shelter, strong tower, same thing. A shelter is a strong tower. Then I was thinking, if I was at the top of that strong tower, you know, if I was at the top of a tower, you know what? You have a different perspective on life, don't you? You're able to see a lot more of the, back in the olden times, when really cool computers and GPS and unmanned aircraft and all that stuff, the high points were a very valued place and more. Why? Because they could oversee the entire battlefield. See, when you're in it, you can't see it. And God says, hey, not only do I have a place of protection for you, but I have a high tower. And if you would just come up here a little bit and just get close to me and just maybe look at it from my perspective for a moment, you might see something that you couldn't have seen when you were on the battlefield. See, the strong tower, the tower gives us a perspective on the enemy that maybe we didn't see before. And God says, I can show you that, I can relay that to you, I can teach you that, but I just need you to get to me. So please understand with the overwhelmed heart that, yes, there's an appointed place. Number two, it's a protected place. There's a shelter from the storms of life, but there's a high tower that gives us a new perspective. Life's all about perspective. Trying to help my children to recognize that. Anybody have children here tonight? Good, right. I'm talking to the parents here tonight. Maybe this is just some of the things that I deal with at my house. Anybody's children ever complain? Anybody's parents complain, Jake? Yeah, all right. We'll get them. We got it. We're not videoing tonight, so we're okay. And sometimes we don't realize what we have. And we recognize all the things that everybody else has, and we get covetous and we get desirous of other things, and it really messes us up. You know what that high tower does? It just gives us a new perspective on things, helps us to see things from a different point of view. A high tower, just a little bit more, maybe if I could say this, just a little bit more of a godly view on it. Once again, when you're in the middle of it, you can't see it. Protected place. It's a place of shelter. It's a high tower. And thirdly, the Bible says this, that in verse 4 it says, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Our neighbors are out of town, and they asked us to go watch the, they have animals. So not only our 5 children are we responsible for now, but we also have to keep track of 9 chickens. Is that right? How many cats are over there? 4 or 5 cats, dog, and the chickens are laying eggs. And there's a couple chickens that don't want to share their eggs. What is that called? Brooding? Brooding. We got some brooders over there. Sarah's like, go ahead. I just want to see if you're chicken of the chickens. Got a long stick that had a little fork in it. It just kind of pinned its neck up against the back so I could get... But know what it had? It had its wing underneath that egg. Why? Because it's a place of security. God's got a protected place for those that have a overwhelmed heart. A heart that is overwhelmed. What is it? It's a shelter from the storms of life. It's a high tower with a new perspective. And at the same time, somehow God is able to bring this sense of security and warmth and compassion all at the same time. Do you know what someone would... that's feeling that feeling of over... just being overwhelmed wants? This. I don't want to make decisions anymore. I've got myself into some trouble with my own decisions. Great. I will lead you. Where? To a shelter. To a high tower, to a place of security. For those that have a heart that's overwhelmed, you couldn't have offered a better thing. Keeping Psalm 61 quickly, just turn over to Psalm 91 in verse 4. I'll just read it to you. It says this, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Under His wings shalt thou trust. It's a sense of security. It's a sense of compassion and care. It's a protected place. Thirdly, as we look at Psalm 61 again, the Bible says, Hear my cry, O God. Look at verse 5. For Thou, O God, hast heard my vows. The psalmist is testifying that not only was it an appointed place, was it a protected place, it was a prayerful place. He calls out to God, and God says, and the Bible tells us that He heard him. Just share with you for a moment human nature. We have enough problems of our own. I don't need anybody else's problems, right? That's human nature. That's how we approach life. God looks down and says, looks like your heart's overwhelmed. I would like to throw myself into that situation. You see the difference between us and God? You and I are trying to get as far away from any additional heartache, issues. I like math, so any sort of variables. I like to know exactly what I'm getting into, and sometimes dealing with human nature, it's there's some question marks there. And God says, I'll take it. I'll take that case. It begins Psalm 61 with a plea of, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. It's a request. By verse 5, it says, "That for thou, O God, hast heard my vows." Isn't that a blessing to know that God hears us? A couple verses, Jeremiah 29, 12, and 13. Why don't you turn there? That's another verse you're going to want to mark off in your Bible. You may be asking, Pastor, why do you ask us to mark our Bible? Because it'll help you one day. It'll help you. If your Bible's beautiful and right out of Israel and gold-laid, and you know, John the Baptist himself wrote it, all right, fine, don't write in it. But this is your weapon. And some days, you just need it. You need all those additional notes. You need the Lord to draw your attention to things that you've learned in the past and have forgotten. Jeremiah 29, 12 says, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you," Jeremiah 29, 12. "And ye shall seek me," and what does it say? "And find me." Psalm 61 says, "Hear my cry, O God," and verse 5 says, "For thou, O God, hast heard my vows." Jeremiah 33:3 says this, "Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Not only is it an appointed place, not only is it a protected place, but thirdly, it is a prayerful place. God hears our prayers. When you cry out and you feel like you're all alone, please know that that overwhelmed heart gets at God's attention. That's good to know, isn't it? Lastly tonight, Psalm 61 and verse 7. There's only two more verses. Psalm 61 and verse 7 says, "He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." What do I see here? Yes, it's an appointed place. Yes, it's a protected place. Yes, it's a prayerful place. But lastly, it's a joyful place. Why? Because God is there. To be in the presence of the Lord. Look at verse 7. "He shall abide before God forever." Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy." If you're miserable, we talked about this last week, chances are really good, not my words, God's words. If you're miserable, chances are really good that you're nowhere near God. Because the Bible says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." Hey, there's a blessing being around God. The Bible says that there's joy there. It's a joyful place. Why? Because God is in that place. Please understand this. It was not God coming to my place, but Him leading me to the rock. It is me going to His place. And all too often we try and get God to get involved in our life. What we really need is the shepherd to lead us out of our trouble to a place of shelter, to the high tower underneath those tender wings, to know that He hears our prayers. And it goes from a heart overwhelmed, "So will I sing praise unto thy name forever." What changed? God's presence changed. It is good to know that God hears us. If you're here tonight and you feel like your heart is overwhelmed, isn't it good to know that there's an answer? You could try psychology, but you'll walk away with a person saying, come back next week, we'll talk again for an hour. How about you and God just get alone a little? Allow Him to lead you to the rock where there'll be shelter, the high tower underneath His wings, where you can communicate one with another. And the result will be you in His presence, not His presence with you, but you in the presence of God, only to find joy. What a blessing. What a turn of events. Hey, if you're not there tonight, just tuck this away. This might show up sometime in your life. Hey, you might feel like I'm on top of the world. God is blessed. I am. All right, just mark it down. Chances are, my mom used to tell me this, you're either just coming out of a storm, just getting ready to go into a storm, or right in the middle of it. That's life, isn't it? Life is not like Kansas. What do you mean? Flat. It is up and down. It is like Maine. Up and down. It's winding here and there. Can't see around corners. But in the presence of the Lord, there is joy. Heavenly Father, we thank You for tonight. Thank You for Your word and how it comforts and consoles us. God, forgive us for trying to manufacture things on our own. And God, I pray that we would just turn to You. God, that we would allow You to lead us to that place, back to the rock. Lord, if there's someone here tonight whose heart is just overwhelmed, Lord, I pray that You'd use the message tonight to encourage them. Use Your word tonight to encourage them, that they might find strength and hope in You, knowing that You care. Lord, thank You for who You are. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.